Welcome to the SAP Center here in San Jose, California, as we are underway. Opening face-off was brought to you by Toronto Auction Vehicles. For every need that fit every budget, you can bid on it. Leafs to the right and the Sharks are 2 hour left as we start this first period. And it's brought by Burns, knocked to the line. Leo Komarov playing it out. A lead pass from Marleau goes astray and is deflected wide of the net. It is a robust group here that has welcomed back Patrick Marleau into this gathering, and why not? He has certainly had an amazing career here in San Jose, and a nice tribute and a long standing ovation prior to the game as it's played out into the center ice area. Nylander and Hyman can't get it into the zone, and it is Gardner backpedaling in his own end. His pass was knocked out of the air by Melker Carlson. Carlson trying to play it along the boards, now trying to work along the near wall. Here's Thomas Hertl getting it back to the point in a shot, and that deflected just wide. Carlson's back of the net, into the near corner for Couture. Back to the point, and a long shot is blocked in front of the goal, and the Maple Leafs are going to play it off the glass and get it through center ice. Justin Braun goes back into his own territory to come up with it. Martin Jones in goal for the San Jose Sharks. Frederick Anderson down to our left in the Toronto cage. A fake shot from Marner. He works it back into the slot area, but it's taken away there by Bodker and played to center ice. Now here the Leafs bringing it right back in. A drop pass for Marner. A spinning move to the half boards. Another spinning move to get it around back of the net. Out of the reach of Van Riemsdyk, back into the lineup. Marner steals, and as he did, it went off the stick of the San Jose player and went over the glass and out of play. A minute and 57 seconds played here in period number one. It is Jones who has never lost to the Leafs, 6-0-0, 1.31 in those games. Frederick Anderson, 2-7-1, mostly with Anaheim.
Yes, that doesn't bode well, does
no.
It? Anderson did lose here, gave up a goal late in the third period when the Leafs were out here last time. We'll give you some of the not-so-flattering stats for the Leafs in California the last 3 years.
Look it out here. It's lovely country. Played into the center ice area. Roman Polak, who was part of the playoff push for the San Jose Sharks a couple of years ago, sends it down into the Sharks' end. Chopped along the wall to the far side. Carpenter gets it ahead, and a lead pass for Ward is out of reach and down into the Toronto zone for an icing. And
right,
now,
what
Mr. Gloom and Doom, James Ralph, go ahead.
I know,
ruin my night.
The truth can sometimes be the worst enemy, can it?
Yes,
but
it can.
The Leafs in the last 3 years here in California, 1-7-1 in the 9 games they've played out here.
Oh.
In fact, probably the most devastating in 2014-15 under Peter Horacek, 1 goal in the 3 games.
Ooh, there's a shot on goal. Jones steers that into the near corner.
And then we're shut out in St. Louis on the way home. So 1 goal in 4 games.
How ironic. We have the exact same schedule this time
yes.
around. A rink-wide pass. Here's Kadri steering it back into his own end. Morgan Riley will go D to D, and the Leafs will get it up on the left-wing side, where it's deflected by Leo Komarov and has cleared the glass and gone out of play.
Well, the Leafs went last win, actually, in this building. Little irony here. January the 11th, 2011. Leafs won it by a score of 4-2. They trailed 1-0 into the third period. Clark MacArthur had 2 for the Leafs, including the empty netter. Both goals for the San Jose Sharks.
Scored by anybody I know?
Patrick Marleau.
Really?
By the numbers, I think they call it.
Down in the Toronto zone, Hyman trying to launch it along the left wing boards, but couldn't get it ahead, and now Riley takes it around back of the net. Morgan Riley starts out with a pass up on the left wing, and here's Nylander trying to work his way in over the line, and does. Matthews going to the front of the net, and Nylander had his pass deflected back of the goal there by Justin Braun. Now it is Matthews back of the net. Into the far corner, coming out with a shot, and he rang it off the goalpost as it went wide. Now back of the net, Nylander. In front for Matthews, trying to get his handle on it, played it to himself off the left wing boards, sweeps it around back of the net for Hyman. Hyman knocks it back into the near corner, and the Sharks are going to get it to the line, and just out. Couture, waiting for a change of players, has dropped it back to the defense, and trying to make a play now. Justin Braun got it over on the far side. The bearded one from Barry, Mr. Burns, sends it down into the Toronto zone. Bouncing puck in along the wall. Thornton gets it back to Burns, and here comes his shot, and he wired it wide. Chipped off the boards in a 2-on-1 break. Here's Leo Komarov in on the right side, looking in front of the net for Kadri. And it bounced over his stick just as he was about to get to it. Sent down the ice now by the Sharks. A bank pass on the left wing. Marlowe couldn't get it into the zone. Now taken down on the play and shot into the Toronto end. Anderson wraps it around the boards. Marlowe traps on the near wing. They try to play it up the wall. Bozak back against the boards. The puck comes free. Bozak trying to one-hand it up the wall. Could not. Morgan Riley has his pocket pick. Now it's Chris Tierney trying to work into the corner. Tierney backhands it high, and it's going to go around to the far side. Trapped there by Tim Heed. Heed plays it along the wall, but it is intercepted by the Leafs, and Marlowe gets it out at center ice. Here's Bozak reaching for a loose puck, but he can't get to it. And the Sharks have fed it down to the Toronto blue line. Counterattacking now is Marner. In across the line with Van Riemsdyk. Drop pass and a drive by Boardman went high, wide, and out as it hit the dasher board and ends up in the screen.
Well, it actually hit a stick in the high slot as well. So shots on goal in the early going, just one apiece. Sharks 5-5 on the season. Opened with five straight at home, then five straight on the road. And that's the thing about being a West Coast team, isn't it? You're going to have long stretches of both. And actually, the next nine games will be here in San Jose. The only road game will be in Los Angeles.
Played down into the Toronto end. Polak hustling back after it. Turned Bodker around. The puck comes along the wall. Timo Meier trying to get it back to the point, and they have. Far side for Dillon, and a shot! And sprawling to get in front of that. Anderson got knocked down. I think that would have been goaltender interference had the puck gone in. Ends up going into the crowd and out of play. We mentioned about Patrick Marleau's family. A major decision, obviously. You play 19 years in one center. A three-year, $18.5 million contract was what was worked out. But you're picking up a young family. Landon's 11, Brody's 8, Jagger's 6, Caleb is 3, 4 kids, family. His wife is from around this area, and yet that was the decision. And certainly a young man from Aneroid, Saskatchewan, whose dad was a big Leaf fan. And his dad was the one that said, when they talked about it, absolutely go for it. And he has. Sent around the boards, Burns traps it, knocks it back to the blue line. A long shot taken there by LeBlanc goes wide of the net, and the Leafs with the lead pass to Matt Martin across the line. Martin in for Moore, and it was just out of his reach, and Brown couldn't help him out. Now Moore steals the puck back for Toronto. Dominic Moore turns in his own zone, passes it off to Riley. He got tangled up. Now the Sharks break it in on the left wing. Here's a chance for Carlson, and a shot on the short side was blocked. Thornton plays back into the slot. Long shot blocked by Moore. Puck still in the Toronto end. Burns works to the middle of the ice with a wrist shot off the blocking glove of Anderson. Brown for Dominic Moore. Got it ahead for Matt Martin, and he's going to roll it down into the Shark end. No icing here, as it'll be played down into the corner with San Jose in possession as we approach 7 minutes into the first period. Here's a chance for Bodkarin and a shot. That was blocked. There's a rebound in front of the goal, and it's knocked over on the left wing side. Out come the Maple Leafs at center. A pass for Matthews goes into the corner where Nylander tucks it around back of the net. Braun for San Jose had it stolen. Here's Matthews with it again. A drop pass and a shot by Hyman, and that was stopped by Jones. The puck up on the left wing, and the Sharks will get it out.
Boy, a turnover, and then what a pass by Austin Matthews behind the back to Hyman in the high slot.
Nylander back in over the line with a shot, and a rising drive for the corner went over top of the net. Sharks will play it out and down into the Toronto end. Gardner hustling back after it. Was going to play it to his defense partner over here on the near side, Andreas Borgman, but the pass was a bad one, and it went right to Anderson, who said, I'd better put a stop to this and get a change of players. We've got a break in the action. No score here in San Jose. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Patrick Marleau out there with Kadri and Komarov is third in the consecutive game played active leaders list. 636 consecutive games for Marlowe. Keith Yandle at 644, Cogliano at 797. But they got a little ways to go. Bomeister was 737, Craig Ramsey 776, Steve Larmer 884. As a shot deflects just wide of the Leaf goal. Round back of the net it goes. Here's Tierney trying to work his way out in front. It goes back to Botker, who gets it to the point. Looking on the near side, it drops to Tim Heed. His shot goes deflecting wide of the Leaf net. Gary Unger was 914 consecutive games, and Doug Jarvis 964.
We're not talking guys that played limited minutes either, are we?
No, and tough minutes. I mean, you're talking about guys that played penalty kill and were blocking shots and various. I mean, Doug Jarvis's
record is
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yep. Against the boards along the wall, it goes for Joel Ward. North York native plays it around the boards to the far side. Trapped there by Ryan. He sends it back in behind the net. Swatted at there by Riley, but he didn't make contact. Ward gets it back into the near corner in the Toronto zone. Stolen by Van Riemsdyk. Morgan Riley has it now, and a pass ahead for Marner. He did not touch it, and an icing charge is coming back. And yet, with all of that, 502 is a number I think is way ahead of Doug Jarvis playing 964 games.
Glenn Hall, yes.
Regular season, 502. He also happened to play every... Well, not every preseason game because he was painting his barn.
Yeah.
But every playoff game that the Blackhawks were in. An unbelievable streak. Round side of the Leaf goal. It goes back of the net. Thornton playing it off the boards. Back to the point. A long shot is blocked in front of the net. And out comes Bozak at center. Bozak needing to get a change. Got to the red line. And slips it down into Shark territory. 11-12 to go in the first.
Glenn Hall record will never be challenged, and it's nothing to do with health.
Nope.
It's the way the
game is played
game
now.
Is played now, yep. And two goaltenders.
Yep. Out at center ice come the Leafs. At center to the line, in for Matthews, and a shot, and a pad save, and a good one made by Martin Jones. The rebound goes off a Leaf stick and down into the Toronto end. No icing, and it'll be corralled up on the left wing for Matthews. He had it picked. On the near side, it goes for Couture. A shot in front of the goal. And coming in on the late side was Hurdle, and he missed the puck. Here's Hurdle in along the far wall, getting it into the slot, but it's intercepted, and Nylander is out. Nylander coming to the line and in on the left wing. Works down into the corner. He was ridden into the corner boards there effectively by Justin Braun, and it is the Sharks getting it up on the wing and out at center. Here's Hurdle coming in on the right side. Got away from his check in Polak. Hurdle drops it back. Working now is Tim Heed. In on with a shot. And that went off iron and went wide. And everybody stops except for the referee. It went off the screen and came back. The Leafs,
let's just go change here. Yeah, maybe wait for the whistle. Everybody just sort of pulled up.
Thomas
Hurdle jumped on the puck. By the goal line, I don't know about you. I wasn't 100% sure it went into the screen.
Neither was I. And I'm not even sure that there was a whistle and Hurdle just didn't hear it. Well, maybe that's part of it.
Then we didn't either.
But everybody stopped. Wouldn't that have been an interesting review?
It's like, what is it, a rain delay? Somebody heard lightning or thunder? Mm-hmm. Get off the field?
Draw one by Toronto. Fed out at center ice by Gardner. Brown couldn't pick it up. And Brendan Dillon regroups the puck now for San Jose. Sharks get it out at center. In across the line is Botker with a pass on the left wing going to the net. Big save. Rebound! Went right through Anderson, but right wide of the net. At the point, a shot is blocked. There's a rebound in front of the goal. And the Maple Leafs get it out into the center ice area. Well, so the Leafs catch an enormous break right there. Long shooting goes around on the far side. Zaitsev plays on to Van Riemsdyk, who finds Bozak. Bozak to center. A flip pass ahead for Marner, and as he tried to carom it in off the glass, it hit the corner glass and ends up in the San Jose bench. There is no score. First period. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Bowen along with Jim Ralph back here in the SAP Center. SAP.
What?
We're a little sappy tonight, yeah. I guess. Maybe that's...
By the way, Freddie Anderson, we said this during the commercial break, Looks like the struggle is continuing. That last one made the stop, had no idea where the rebound was, and it was shoveled through his legs and out the other side. Now, sometimes that's how you come out of a slump. But I think you'd agree with me that the best 10 minutes Freddie Anderson has played this year is the opening 10 minutes in Winnipeg. When he probably saved the Leafs from a blowout. Toronto rebounded to win the game 7-2.
And you can say what you want. Wins are the biggest statistic that any goalie is concerned about. Certainly the one sitting to my left is all about that. But having said that, save percentage and goals against average are not far behind.
Well,
at this point, the Andersons are not good.
Very seldom can you have one without the other two.
Yep, cleared by Van Riemsdyk, but not out. And as it is shot into the corner, it clears the glass and goes out of
now
play
to
on
go,
the Toronto end.
To go further into the California history lesson, and we mentioned time was 2011, the Leafs won here.
This is not
the last
good.
Time that they had a winning record in California was back in 2013-2014, a 3-1 win in Edmonton, 6-2 loss here, and a 3-2 win in Los Angeles when James Reimer came in for Jonathan Bernier. The second period stood on his head. The Leafs won, and they'll finish it in a minute.
Dillon shot right on, stopped by Anderson, swatted at there by Marleau, but not cleared, and the Leafs now get it out with Kadri. Kadri to center and in on the right side. In for Marleau, couldn't get a shot away, too well covered. Near side for Leo Komarov to the point. Hainsey sends it towards the net. That caroms off a skate and goes well wide. Kadri working into the corner, plays it around the boards, and Hainsey's going to pinch. He'll play it in around back of the net. Centering pass for Marleau from Kadri, and it went off the side of the goal. Leo Komarov in front for Marleau, and that's blocked. Another shot from the point by Hainsey is blocked. And it is finally corralled by Kevin LeBlanc, and the Sharks will get it out into the center ice area. Riley backpedaling. Teams are changing on the go. And Morgan Riley finds his man, and it's Matthews, but the puck bounded over his stick. Puck now brought in by Nylander. Hyman's going hard to the net. Nylander around back of the goal. Works into the far corner. Here's Nylander to the point. A long shot. There's a big rebound in front of the goal. They score! Austin Matthews corrals the rebound and shovels it home. And it's 1-0.
I mean, this again, this is the... Somebody that should be a boy playing with men makes it look like a man playing with the boys as he comes, kicks it to his skate blade, changes the angle in the slot, and just holds on to it. And snaps it over the right shoulder of Martin Jones. I mean, this is Nylander's going to pick up an assist on this as well, I believe. As he's the one that got it to the point. Now, does Hyman get a piece of it standing in front?
So.
I'm not sure.
I don't think Nylander's going to get an assist.
He was Zaitsev let it go, hit something in front, and then Austin Matthews kicks it to his stick as he's sifting around the top of the in between the hash marks and snaps it past Martin Jones.
Ninth of the year for the Leafs' leading point getter, and Zaitsev has to go back in his own end. Time of the goal brought to you by The Pint. Get a free order of wings every time you watch a home or away game at The Pint. Your hockey headquarters at 277 Front Street West, 12-14, first period, opening goal. How many opening goals did he score last year? How many first period goals did he score last year? How many even strength goals?
I think he scored 12 goals that opened the scoring in the game,
yep,
yes.
Yep. I mean, it's just, it's an amazing statistic that very little of his production is done on the power play. Around the boards to the near side.
But that play there, I mean, that's not something a kid his age should do, right?
Not a lot of things that a kid his age should do here watching this. Here's Bodker getting it into the Toronto end. Played into the corner, and Borgman goes in to shield his man, and the puck comes to the near wing. And here's Matthews around back of the net, banking it over for Bodker. He gives the puck away in front of the net. A toe save made by Anderson on a horrific giveaway in the corner as it is played down into the Shark zone. Marner, a long shot taken by Van Riemsdyk, is smothered by Martin Jones and held. Frederick Anderson makes his best save.
I don't know whether it got to Anderson or if Austin Matthews was able to recover in time and get a stick on it before it got the back door play. Matthews threw it around to Borgman. And Borgman's the one that coughed it up. Yeah, I think it was Austin Matthews swept it away.
Yeah, you're right. Did not get to Anderson.
Scores at one end of the ice, saves a goal at the other.
Although, in fairness to Frederick Anderson, I think it was going to hit his pad. Here's Marner stealing. Works back into the center ice area, and Kadri now brings it in on the right side with a shot. That is off a body and finding screenage up in behind Martin Jones. A break in the action, but Austin Matthews has opened the scoring for Toronto. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Well, never mind all of the homecoming foo-for-ah for Patrick Marleau, the young man who was born about 20 miles away or so in San Ramon, California. Austin Matthews has opened the scoring. Now, he grew up in Phoenix, and Arizona has adopted him as a native son for the purpose of the hockey career and everything else, but San Ramon, California is where young Matthews was born. Played down into the Toronto zone, in against the boards. The Sharks trying to dig it free. Pavelski gets it back into the corner. Back to the point it comes. Over on the near side for Braun. His shot is well wide. Pavelski and Thornton couldn't come up with it. And it is played out at center ice by Zach Hyman down into the zone. Racing in there after it now is Nylander to negate an icing. Nylander stole the puck but couldn't get it in front as Kadri was coming off the bench. And along the far side, Hurdle will get it out at center ice. And a long shoot-in, bouncing shot on Anderson is handled. And here's Morgan Riley getting it ahead for Kadri. A nice little saucer pass for Marleau. Marleau with a shot and an easy glove save made by Martin Jones. And maybe a couple of words for the netminder by Marleau as he roared into the goal crease area.
For Martin Jones, for those people that always think, wow, you know, your backup goaltender is now a number one guy. How is he going to be able to adjust? I know that was part of when Freddie Anderson came over. But Martin Jones, back-to-back seasons where he played 65 games with the San Jose Sharks. Year before, 2014-15, behind Jonathan Quick, played 15 games. So it can be done, and it can be done well.
Shot from the blue line, deflects wide into the far corner. Bozak back of the net. Van Riemsdyk to the blue line, and a slap shot by Hainsey went off a leg wide. Van Riemsdyk cycles it back behind the net for Bozak. Bozak trying to shield it there against Burns to the point of Hainsey. He got it through, but he couldn't get it through that sharp crest on the chest of Martin Jones, who holds for a faceoff here in the San Jose zone to his right.
Well, the shot's now 9-5 favoring the San Jose Sharks. And in all fairness to Freddie Anderson, and there have been struggles. And in the last 11 games, the Leafs only three times in the last 11 games, or the first 11 games of the season, have given up two goals or fewer. But the Leafs have given up a lot of shots. I believe just once they've given up fewer than 30 in a game. And that is eventually going to cost you, especially the number of odd man rushes and quality chances.
Yep. Here are the Sharks off the faceoff win, bringing it down into the Leaf end. It roars in around back of the net with Meyer trying to control. Shoveled against the boards there by Brown. Now Brown gets another chance to work it up the right wing, and he'll play it off the skate of Matt Martin, and Dominic Moore couldn't follow up on it. Back the other way now with a chance for Carpenter, a shot, and a kick save made there by Anderson. Blocking the shot on the far side was Brown, and he is very slow to get up. Another shot is blocked against the boards. Brown limping and trying to get to the bench and is going to get replaced, and he is in some pain. A shot now deflects in front. Moore to backhand, and he had it blocked just at the last second. At the blue line, kept alive by Heed. Another shot is kicked away by Anderson. Leafs hemmed in their own end here and played to the line, but not out. Just coming off the bench now and keeping it alive is Carpenter. Into the corner it goes on the far side. Sharks have gotten a whole change done, and now it is Moore sending it out, but a tripping call is coming here to Toronto. A tired group, and they end up taking a penalty.
Now, first power play of the game, and the Leafs are in full scramble mode in their own zone. And in the middle of all that, Connor Brown went down. It didn't look like a hard shot, did it, Joe? If it was, in fact, the puck that caused the discomfort for the Leaf forward, but Connor Brown went down, slid into the fire boards, got up, tried it for a couple of strides, then curled, fortunately, right in front of the Leaf bench is where he was hurt. Curled back for a line change, but Joel Ward.
Boy, here's the loose puck in front of the Leaf. Goal! And a toe save and a good one made by Anderson. The penalty kill brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your own home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners, get approved. Here's Burns dropping the puck back and brought on by Pavelski. In on the right side, it goes to Heed. Heed to Pavelski, who chips it around back of the net. Komarov got his stick in the way of that. A bouncing puck swatted out and down the ice by the Leaf forward. And there'll be a change of players up front. Dominic Moore on with Brown, who is apparently all right. That's a good sign. Here is Burns up on the right side. Pass intercepted and shot down the ice by Brown, or out at center by Brown. Now Thornton brings it in on the left wing. Thornton dishes it back to Burns. Burns on the middle of the ice. Looks for Thornton. Gives it to him. Thornton moves in with a pass to the right wing side for Heed. And it went off his stick. Leafs getting it freed up and shot out and down the ice. As there is 54 seconds left in the penalty.
Ron Hainsey may have got a piece of that pass. And when he came over, everybody talked about how smart he was getting the stick in the lanes.
Martin is in the penalty box for tripping. And now here is Hyman, unable to free it up. Kept alive on the near boards on a good play by Hurdle. Thomas Hurdle into the corner and back to the blue line for Vlasic. Vlasic to the middle of the ice with a wrist shot and traffic is knocked down. There's a rebound. And so many bodies in front, nowhere to get it through. Bodker on the far side has run on the puck there by Leo Komarov. And the Leafs will get it out at center with 18 seconds left in the penalty. LeBlanc back in over the line. And a wrist shot there by Vlasic is stopped. And it is swatted out and down the ice by Dominic Moore.
All right, Sharks power play has struggled of late, 2-for-19 in the last five coming into this one. But they had some great opportunities in that power play.
Here are the Sharks bringing it out. A pass up on the right side. Knocked down into the corner there by Meyer. The puck around the boards. The penalty has expired. And the Leafs trying to get it out, not having much success. Meyer keeps it alive. Meyer to the near side. A shot by Braun is blocked. Puck in the slot area is turned over. Meyer with it again and looking in front of the goal, but out of the reach of its intended receiver in Tierney. Played right back into the Toronto end on a delay. And it'll be grabbed by Zaitsev, who takes it to safety back of the net. Nikita Zaitsev with less than a minute to go in the first period. 20th first period goal for the Maple Leafs off the Matthews stick. Here's a chance now for Pavelski to come in. Pavelski with a cross ice pass back in front, and it hit the side of the goal. LeBlanc set up there by Thornton. Thornton into the slot, turned over, and Nylander will start back. He is out there with Van Riemsdyk. Van Riemsdyk in on the left wing will try to play it in around back of the net. Cut off by Brendan Dillon and played off the glass to center ice by the Sharks. Now Pavelski across the line, stolen by Van Riemsdyk. 20 seconds left. On the right side, he's got a man going to the front of the net. Marner! Marner makes two saves off of Jones. And then Bozak couldn't tap it home into an empty net. Right in on the wing into the Leaf zone.
Boy, that puck was bouncing, though, as Tyler Bozak tried to swat it.
There's Thornton keeping it alive. And it is turned around by Roman Polak as time runs out. The Leafs come dangerously close to taking a 2-0 lead as Jones makes two wonderful saves on Marner, and Bozak can't find the empty net. But Austin Matthews, ninth from Zaitsev and Nylander at 12-14, 1-0 Toronto after one.
I think from Mike Babcock's standpoint, outshot 13-7 in the first period. There are still concerns defensively. The Leafs dodged some bullets. And the greatest chances of the San Jose Sharks weren't even shots on goal, as Freddy Anderson was still forced to kick away the 13 that actually got there. The Leafs opportunistic. Austin Matthews, who else, opening the scoring.
Jim Tandy along with Greg Gilbert standing by with our first period intermission. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.